good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I had to run and get water. This is Jackie Salvitti, my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
As always, we're excited to be here. I have to tell you, I'm crawling in to home tonight. So tonight's show, making the commitment to live your life fully. This is a big one. And so many people have stood on the sidelines, not certain that they want to be on Earth at this time. And so many have this deep desire to go home or unable to be all in for this lifetime. This could be very subtle and nuancy. This can be much more so, I think, than people realize. In order to truly create your life and live and launch your great work, you have to be all in. This is the time to make our commitments and in so doing change our lives and our paths into the magical and amazing lives we came to live. So, shall we talk about the spring equinox 2 days ago and the new moon today?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I hear symptoms every day. Veronica, I'm certain that you do. I'm hearing symptoms from people who never get symptoms. And my favorite, and I have this, the end of both of my big toes, and it's that main meridian that comes up to the center on either side of the body. And my chiropractors explained it that my energy field's too big for my body. And so they have to keep realigning my meridians. And I said this before. Well, wouldn't you know, Jennifer, my dear friend, many of you know who she is, has exactly the same problem. She said, I don't understand it. I've never been uncomfortable wearing high heels. The end of both of my big toes has just killed me.
Oh, God.
I know. I mean, how funny is that? So, in addition to that, of course, night sweats, nausea, indigestion. Oh, my God. The list is gigantic. And food intolerances. You know, one day you can eat this, the next day you can't. What are some of the things you're hearing, Veronica? Because I'm telling you, it's all over the map here.
I always go blank when you, because I can't really remember that offhand, but I have not felt really myself at all lately, and I feel I was just having weird sweats today, not at night, but today.
Yeah.
And funny gut gastrointestinal things. I guess that's true with a lot of clients and some head things like dizzinesses.
Oh, yes. Oh, lots of energy
lack
in the
of connection
crown.
With, yes, it's been quite a bit there.
And for me, my eyes have been all swollen. Oh, I'm a vision.
Oh, yeah, okay. My eyes are all red, and I have a rash under my eyes. It really is charming.
Again, a vision.
It's my eye makeup must have slipped or something.
Oh, God. And breathing has been, a lot of people have been complaining about shortness of breath and so on. And we've had, of course, weather cycles all over the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
It would get unseasonably warm in so many places on the planet. Then they'd get a cold snap and then back to the warm. Well, what we keep getting is the releasing of all of these. God, I can't even think of what they're called tonight. What's the stuff that comes out of flowers, Veronica?
Pollens.
Thank you. Pollen. We have pollen so thick here that you can't, I mean, it literally covers your car window.
Wow. That's
my
pretty
whole,
rare, isn't it, for
yeah,
Las Vegas?
My whole backyard, my patio set, all the fabrics, it's everywhere, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And even the rain hasn't washed. My whole pool is covered in it.
Ew.
The edges of my pool, there's that much pollen.
Hmm.
So it's really been very, this is from the Evergreen Trade, which, you know, nobody thinks of evergreens in Las Vegas, but it's been a very interesting year. I'm like, oh my Lord. So anyway, whatever you're experiencing, just write it off to all of the lovely symptomology from the Ascension process. I did an interview last night, and the man that was doing the interview was, you know, well, we're ascending the end of the year, aren't we? And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? No.
I love that. Well, I always chuckle, like, if it's every 26,000 years, I doubt it's going to be on a day.
Again.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's a pretty big screech, I think.
Oh, Lord. So, at any rate, we are definitely going through a lot of processes and changes, and I love your friend that does the dog day, Deborah.
Deb,
love
yes.
her.
Yes.
And so I just printed out a couple of things here that I loved that what she said. Expect sudden shifts, some of which will be unsettling, all of which will be illuminating.
I like that. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, watch out for anyone, including you, who sees themselves as a victim. It's possible something will trigger your anger. Will you react or respond? Of course, that's always my favorite statement, reacting or responding, and the teams. And I'm like, become aware of what's beneath the anger. Is it fear or shame or self-righteousness? Or is it a note from the universe reminding you to stand up for yourself? Huh. If it's time for you to take a stand for your right to own your ideas and identity, will you do this defensively or make a clear statement which needs no approval from anyone else? I love that as well. Mm-hmm. If someone attacks you, will you take a deep breath before responding, making sure that you notice that they are afraid so that you don't respond from a place of fear in yourself and continue the cycle? New ideas are surfacing now. Notice when you feel especially drawn toward one and try not to worry if it seems insanely impossible or completely unreasonable. I tend to have a lot of those. If you can't ignore this idea's allure, ask it in for tea. That was very cute. Uranus has coached us towards building healthy communities. This is essential to going on. Notice where you feel a deep sense of belonging and where you recognize that you no longer fit. You'll find your sense of belonging with people who value and respect the real you. Avoid anywhere you have to pose or pretend.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And consider patience. Patience with yourself, patience with those who are slow or afraid. I need to read this every day. Patience with the pace of change in your life, and patience with your impatience.
I need that one.
Oh, my God. So, oh, Lordy. So I want to talk about tonight's subject because I think it's so important. And when things come up in from different directions, all based on the same issue, I know that it's a wave kind of coming through, and it's something I need to pay attention to share with everybody. I've talked before about reading Dolores Cannon's book, The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth, and I remember the exact moment I was in getting my hair done. I was sitting down, and I got to that particular piece, which was about the woman. I don't know how many times I've said this on the air, but it was so important, about the woman that went to Dolores to have a regression, which is no easy feat, by the way, because she's in the middle of nowhere. And her higher self actually refused, higher self, subconscious, Dolores kind of goes back and forth about what she calls it, refused to heal her. Instead, she can heal herself. And she had a healing center and things weren't going well financially and her health was terrible. And so they went on to say that she had not made a commitment to live and therefore nothing was working. And for me, that was, and I'll steal the expression from Dr. John Matt, like sulfuric acid going through my body. I was just blown away. It was a major wake-up call for me personally, realizing that I've been on the fence so much. Oh, God. And so in the last week, and I don't know about you, Veronica, I'm having so much trouble with time.
Oh, me too, yeah.
Unbelievable difficulty with time in terms of, I can't remember exactly when something happened. I know it happened, but the old measurements have kind of gone off the window. And no, I'm not senile, and I don't have dementia.
So I think that the day the schedule's edited, I think there's pieces that are clipped out or something.
Something. So too many of us have really struggled through this lifetime and been on the fence about wanting to be here. And, you know, with all of the people that I work, and I'm assuming with you as well, Veronica, and for many other healers, there are so many people that this, because they're really star beings, being on Earth is difficult enough.
Yes.
But going through the trauma and drama of being born into a family, going through the trauma and drama of familial dynamics, and then going from there into life and trying to understand how to have relationships and how everything works and dealing with so many things that for many people haven't made sense. It's very difficult. Lots of people have wanted to go home. I mean, even kids. I've talked to children who just stare up at the stars, you know. They don't feel that they belong here. And I know in my own life that leaving was a very comfortable option for me. I know I took on a lot in this lifetime. I'm very much aware of that. I understand the reason for it. That doesn't, however, and you get through your early years, and then you start getting worn down. And you get into your, and I know you know this one, Veronica. By the time you hit, maybe 30 or 40, then it's like the scales kind of tip. And then it's just a matter of how much more can you pile on. And for many of us, we didn't have all of the things available as we were walking through all of this. We decided to take on a very human life experience. but what I realized is I personally created many opportunities to exit the planet because from an emotional perspective, I'm very, very sensitive. And I know for everybody listening, you feel the highs higher and the lows lower. And whether
I think I'm one of those too.
Yes, of course. Whether it's the pain of having children and, you know, going through all of their trauma and, you know, the confusion of how do you be the kind of mother that they need or the kind of father. This is not always, they do not come with instruction books. And we've got some very unusual people on the planet anyway.
I thought you were going to say in our families, yeah.
Well, in my family, I know. And I hate to speak for everyone, but certainly I own it for me. And what I found, especially at the end of relationships, whether it was marriage or someone I was deeply in love with, I would go into crisis and literally be so close to death, which, you know, I mean, after a while, you realize trends, and you look back and you say, oops, okay. And you start forming very strong beliefs about, you know, this is dangerous for me. This can, you know.
Or relationships never work for me, things like that.
Well, more importantly is I could die.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. If I let somebody in, I could die. At least, you know, again, I'm talking about myself. I'm always the extreme. We know this. But,
good for you.
Pardon me?
I said, good for you. Somebody's
yeah, right. Yeah. But this is how powerful we all are. And each one of us can respond, you know, to different traumas in different ways. And I personally have seen so many people that took so much on in this lifetime. Every, you know, if you're listening to this show, there may be a few exceptions, but I don't know any. Do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. And so, again, whatever is our trigger, the emotional pain at times has been far too deep. Okay. Literally cutting, in some cases, right at the level of the soul. And it then cuts into our very survival. Can we walk through this? And I know you know this one, Veronica. Mm-hmm. I know you do. For some, there's been a definite splitting apart. I have died. I know. And, you know, I also realized that once I got to the other side, I was like, shit, I've gone too far. It was, damn it. So just in case anybody out there is contemplating leaving, I promise you, you'll be very upset if you do. Somehow I got a second chance. And especially for all of you who've done so much work, healings and meditation and workshops and, you know, readings and dear God, you know, on and on and books and, you know.
I laugh because it's just so relentless. It just goes on and on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then you actually forget, and there's some shame attached to it, that you may still carry this belief and have it stuffed somewhere that says, I'm not really committed to living. Because we tend to tie it to, you know, our success, our love life, our financial security, our health, all of the trappings. You know, it can be tied, and it can be very subtle or it can be very obvious. Sometimes not very obvious to us. So if you wonder if you're carrying this one, look at your life and see where there's ambivalence anywhere. Any ambivalence at all. And you could be very excited about one aspect of your life and totally ambivalent about the other parts of your life.
Hmm.
And I really sat with this for a while tonight, and I thought, you know, it's true. You can be very excited, very committed. And certainly that was my story. I was so committed to helping and assisting and going forward with this work and, you know, with my great friends on the other side. And, you know, you know, I love a challenge. How far can we go? And but there were other areas of my life that, and it, you know, I absolutely worked myself right into the ground all the time, so I didn't have to deal with any of the other aspects of my life, which I thought was very interesting. I really, really looked at this. And you may want to call this self-sacrificing, by the way. And for those of you that I can hear your little lips moving going, martyr. So where is your commitment and your excitement about life? And I want to talk about two other people, certainly beyond myself. I had a dear friend that called And she had been here a couple of weeks ago, and I shared at her home with some books, and she actually is an extraordinary healer. She's a very gifted psychic, and truly doesn't belong here, but is never really excited. I have never seen this woman excited in my whole life, ever. Very connected to beings from other planets. You know, it's such an interesting story because even her husband, this is so cute, won't have sex with her because the last time he did, he left his body and he didn't know if he was ever coming back.
That's funny.
I love this story. So she called to ask, she said, you know, would you ask the team if I should have, she's got diabetes, and if I should have the gastric bypass. And so I asked the team, and they said, no, not now. So, well, you know, they say if you have a gastric bypass, the diabetes goes away. And I'm like, okay. And then it just came flying in, and I started talking to her about her commitment to live. And as we got into the conversation, she said, oh, my God, that's it. I'm really not committed to living. I don't like it here. This is blah, 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 blah. And she's been very successful in her life. But again, I saw the ambivalence. Literally, I saw the word spelled out in cursive as I'm talking to her, ambivalence. And I went, wow. And the minute we hit it, she said, I got it. I can change it, and that because she's even healed herself of heart disease. I mean, she's an amazing being. And by working with her body, not by, you know, no supplements, none of this, just boom. She has incredible gifts. And she said, I got it. So I, of course, then understood what the team said, not now. Another person who is a collective walk-in. I love this woman. I love all of her because there are quite a few. This is not something you run into every day, by the way. We all are all, in a way, collectives. We're just not consciously aware of it. In her case, this is different in the way that they have come in. It's very interesting. And she's been through a lot, an awful lot. And brilliant woman. Elegant, very powerful, sets grids on the planet. I mean, she's amazing. I can send her a photo, and without knowing that she's going to change the gridding on the photo, she'll send it back, and I look at it and go, oh, my gosh. Oh, whoa. Amazing, amazing, amazing being. So we were talking, she's been through a very difficult medical process with such courage and elegance. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Her collective, I deal with the collective. The vessel is there, but the vessel is very minimal at this point, and the collective is more present. It's so interesting. And not this week, last week there was a session, and I don't always remember these, but I do remember where the team did come in very serious with her about making a commitment to live. And I don't know if this was before the other woman. And that again, her level of commitment, she was fine as long as she was being of service. But this was not exactly, you know, it was like things just didn't come together the way that they should. She's very successful in business and so on, but things that would mean things to her just didn't fall into place and so on. And anyway, she wrote after the session something, unfortunately I have so little memory left anymore, but something to the effect, I've made the commitment to live and everyone's in agreement and so on, and I was so excited and things just started popping and I went, So I thought tonight was an important time to share this with everybody. Certainly worth a look at your own life to see how committed you are. You know, for those of you that are in amazing relationships and happy as pie and everything's working in your life, why, you can just ignore this. do send me your name. And, of course, the last piece is looking at your beliefs. And these are beliefs about life being hard, painful, hurtful, hopeless, and on. Change them as soon as possible, folks, because this is really big stuff. And it's not a place that people normally go to when they're looking for beliefs. Would you agree, Veronica?
Yeah, I think that's true. I was just thinking, how can we get there? How can we really be sure where we're holding those beliefs? Sometimes it's a myriad of labyrinths, isn't it?
Well, write them all down. If beliefs start popping up, start writing them down, writing them down, writing them down. Don't take it too personally.
Mm-hmm.
When you get down writing beliefs that you think you have, as you go through them, you're going to know what's the core belief. You're going to feel it.
Mm.
Whether you speak it out loud or you read it, you're going to feel it in your body. We're all sensitive enough at this point to know that. Absolutely sensitive enough to know it. So, and these are the beliefs that don't normally come up this way. Because first of all, you have to determine, the first core belief is, I'm not fully committed to life or to living. That's huge. And what has come through as a result of this, and I'm going to let the team talk to you about all of this, but what I've seen has just been amazing. The other one is about being all in. I'm really all in. I am so committed that I will, rather than surviving, and I think we go into survival mode when we're not really committed to life. The difference of being committed to life is that it sets up a domino effect. It sets up an effect in the brain and the brain chemistry, and all of a sudden things start moving, shifting. With my friend that had called, where I wasn't in channel, I can tell you it was so amazing to watch her energy field completely shift around, to see her brain chemistry start to move, and just to feel this whole energetic, it was almost like this whirlwind come around her as soon as she got it. That's how fast we can change our lives. And I think we've forgotten that. And this is why beliefs are so important. It is a labyrinth. Make it as simple as you can. Try to get to, okay, here are all the beliefs. Is this a subset? Don't drive yourself crazy. But as it comes to being committed to live, and Veronica, you've had people, you've crossed a lot of people over lately. Well, dear Lord, have you ever?
Lots and lots, yes.
Okay? And mm-hmm. You may want to look at, were they really committed to living?
You know, that's an interesting subject, because there's one in particular I knew for quite a while that he was really, like, fed up.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. But I think there's another thing about being committed to living, which is I think sometimes it's easy to drifting, because when you're not doing your service, you're not doing your work, it all seems kind of vague or meaningless. Is that, that's just a lack of commitment there, isn't it?
Okay, you just kind of, the statement was vague.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to do as you talk is, how do I really know if I am committed to live? Because I notice when I'm not in my service or doing the stuff I'm really passionate about, I kind of drift. I'm not really...
Well, okay. I would say one doesn't have anything to do with the other. I would say your commitment to it does in one way, yes. If you're in your joy, in your passion, okay, you're mm-hmm. committed. But look at your whole life. Because when you're not doing what you love, you know, and of course Bashar says this all the time, you know, especially now, do what you love. Be with whom you love. Do the things that really excite you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not just strictly a diversion from life, there are plenty of people. Dr. Matt, his mm-hmm. love was human consciousness.
Mm.
That was it. It drove him. He was committed to life. And he was committed to learning and learning from everyone, sharing with everyone. It was, you know, the purpose of life and meaning of existence drove him.
Well, you know, what I was doing is thinking, well, gee, if what drives us, like what you're talking about, John Mack, if you don't really care that much about all the rest of it, then are you committed to live? And you're saying yes.
If you're always in your joy and excitement, and I will say to you that he was always in his joy and excitement.
Hmm.
He was writing, he was working with people, he was helping people. He was he really filled his life with what he loved. All the time. All the time. You know, his explorations cost him his marriage.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
However, he had to be true to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think being true to yourself and doing what you really love, I just know, I have to know by me, that when you are so committed to what you're doing, that if you don't put some balance in your life, if you don't fulfill some of the other human needs you may have, you can get into trouble.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a really important thing, isn't it? Like,
it's very important because we have to remember we're human.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy sometimes to forget that and to think that we're superhuman.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I don't have a Superman shirt on.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if you're going to wear pearls and beautiful sweaters, that's partly committed to live on other aspects besides the passion that you have in your creative work.
I have been doing that. I really have. I don't know what I'm going to do for summer.
Well, at least you guys have air conditioning, which is often too cold, so you'll have...
It's still too hot to wear cashmere. It's the only time in my life I'm actually looking forward to winter. Okay, I'm going to go into channel here. And
I have a question for the team that somebody just sent me. So I'm encouraging your listeners to send a question for the team. Is that appropriate tonight?
Yes, if you can give the email.
Okay. Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, and we'll get your questions to the team.
All right. All right. She was worthy tonight, wasn't she? Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be with all of you, and you, Veronica.
And you, too.
All right. You have questions for us before we go on to any further comments about tonight's subject?
Yeah, there's a wonderful question here, which I think is pertinent as well. It's from Squirrel, and she's saying, I wonder if we create our lives, why would someone go from a life of abundance or being in a relationship to the polar opposite? I think I know what you're going to say, but do you see how struggling with lack for an extended period of time for our soul's growth, awakening, ascension, clearing and healing our underlying beliefs, that sometimes it just doesn't seem to cut it during chronic periods of struggle and being alone.
All right, dear Squirrel.
It's a good question, isn't it?
Yes, it's an excellent one, and we've talked to her about this before. This is the time, people, to, you know, you all have the tools. Some of you get so ambivalent that you don't even have the energy or desire, actually the form of depression, to work with the tools. When you say, why would you create lack of abundance and struggle and so on, you're always creating all the time. Whether you're consciously aware of it or not. Now, there can be extenuating circumstances, and we will say this here. Not that you don't create your reality, period, no exception, you do. But if you're not working with your core beliefs, what ends up happening is then you're afraid to truly live life. Well, if I've created this mess, what's next? You stop trusting yourself.
That's true.
You stop believing in the universe, God, Goddess, all that is, God. Most importantly, you stop believing in you. You stop trusting him. And those feelings of being flawed come up. Those feelings of being alone come up. Abandoned come up. Along with it, of course, shame. And as we're saying this, just think of this beautiful harp as you pluck these strings that then reverberate back to other things in your life. Other things in your life. Beliefs can be obvious or they can be subtle. And unless you're willing to sit down daily, you know this is a big one, and look at your life and say, what would I have to believe to be having the experiences I'm having now? What beliefs do I need to change? The channel has a dear friend, Bonnie, who has a wonderful website to live a life you love. And she sent the channel about 5 beliefs. She says, I believe you. You're carrying these beliefs. Take a look at them. And the channel giggled, and they went back and forth in conversation. And Bonnie said, I have a huge files of beliefs about men. That's how long I've worked on my beliefs about men. There has been no end to the beliefs that have come up around men. Now, bear in mind, this is part of her great work. But we promise you, all of you, are carrying beliefs. So when you say, why would I create? It's not necessarily why. It's how do you create? What beliefs do you carry? Obvious and subtle. That are creating your experience. And in your case, squirrel, you carry ambivalence. You know this. And we love you. But you carry the ambivalence about being on Earth. And we can hear you in your mind saying, well, I didn't always. Yes and no. Yes and no. For many of you, you have, the czars call them bugaboos. And on planet Earth, certainly, the male-female relationships have been very interesting. from many, many people. Because this is such an important lifetime that, again, the harp strings are plucking not just through this lifetime, but through collective history. Collective history, because you carry the sum total of all experience at the cellular level. So not only are you working on this lifetime, influences from other lifetimes you've had, but also the collective issues of healing the split between the masculine and feminine, both within yourself and outside of yourself. And that, for many of you, has been very traumatic. And as a result, because the masculine, you ladies, the masculine, of course, also represents money, business, large corporations, even mortgages, masculine energy. When you start seeing those arrows pointing, masculine, you may say to, well, we did a power retrieval on Dad, why it's fixed. Sometimes they don't go deep enough. Especially if you're working, if you came into work at a very big collective level, then it's up to you. Your individual beliefs, sorting, clearing, changing, literally. For all of you listening to this show are very, very, very powerful. And because your reality hasn't necessarily reflected that in the way you'd like, you've deemed yourself as less than, weak. Oh, chucks, I just can't make anything happen. Oh, so to the contrary. You're making it all happen. Fooling yourself into believing that you're not powerful. And that it wasn't your beliefs to begin with. Those you know and some you may not know. But if you get to the ones you know, for some, you may have to sit with them. Again, what would I have to believe to have this circumstance? Don't try to lump it all together. Of this and this and this and this, take it a piece. And don't forget to look, as the gentle said, at victim. Injustice. Chauvinism. And reverse chauvinism. Chauvinism from men, reverse chauvinism from women. That's there as well. The time you spend. Especially now, more than ever before. You see, before you had some lag time between belief or thought and manifestation. But that's speeding up rapidly. And it's speeding up not only in your own lives, but it's impacting your world. It's impacting your world, people. Whatever is created together is forever intertwined.
So where does karma fit into this? Like, what's the difference between the belief?
Well, you're way past karma right now.
Okay.
All right. We wouldn't even clutter this up with karma. Well, this happened to me. It was karma. Wisdom erases karma. Change your belief. Karma goes away. Do you understand?
Yes, that's great. Thank you.
All right, if I came in to work through this and I reached the point of wisdom, And I take responsibility for my contributions based on what my beliefs are. What happens to karma? Wisdom. Because when you change your belief about love, about humanity, about your own power, etc., about being powerful, about having impact, whoever you may have a karmic circumstance with can be healed because you'll come from a place of wisdom and love rather than anger and retribution or victim and martyr. Going back to responding instead of reacting. Big stuff. For all of it. Intention. Intentions dovetail into belief. You change the belief, you create the intention. You work with both. They're bookends. We're being funny here, but they're bookends. And you're in between. Your reality is in between. We'll go back to the original premise. You're functioning in a hologram. Everything really is happening in consciousness. Well, you know, we can go through the whole quantum physics thing tonight, but we won't. Therefore, what creates reality? Belief. Intentionality. There's some other things. Emotion, which you're going to use by changing your belief. Expectation. Intentionality. Attitude. Intentionality. You read those intentions every day and put some excitement in them to them. Get excited about what you want to create. Well, I really want to create this. Okay, that's not excitement. That's not expectation. Some of you are afraid to put the excitement into it for fear of being disappointed. Oh, sure, another failure. Look. And you may, all of you, will get to the point where in the middle of situations, you will immediately be able to see, oh God, my belief's off here. I'm going to shift back over here. What am I believing? Oh boy, oh, do this, do that, boom, boom. And watch it change before your very eyes. Now, we're not talking anymore about drawing from past at all. Because the mechanics of the past don't apply to where you are now. Life was more mechanical. You had more time and space. It felt far more linear because you did have more time and space. And then, things weren't moving as quickly as they are now. And that's why. Oh, I'll work on those beliefs tomorrow. You might wake up in the morning and have a little disaster. We watched the channel this week, and there was a lot of emotion going through her life. And her toilets were spontaneously running. The big house, and you could hear them all, were running on their own. Pipes were popping and falling. Oh, God, I've got to change my beliefs right away or my damn house is going to just completely come down. It was very, very humorous, actually, to observe. Literally, that should be your first place you go. When things don't work, and when they do work, we highly recommend. What was that belief again? Oh, got to underline that one. That's a good one. That one popped. That one clicked. Now, your choice to live. And people, we can tell you that those of you that do choose to leave will be very sad that you did. There is no judgment, please be aware. No one is going to judge you. That's not the case. Now, we're not talking about people who choose to take their own life. That's a little different. Please be aware of that. We hear some of you saying, well, it's not fair for the others to get a pass. They were so unhappy that literally they got sick and died. They attracted to them an illness. Yes, they did. They did. Now, if you have all the tools and you know without a doubt that you're getting ill because you refuse to change your beliefs, if you're standing, you know, kicking the dirt with your arms folded, going, I'm not going to change. I am not going to do it. Now you get into some very great territory, right? You may be making a return trip quite soon. Don't defy the universe. And if you're not willing to stay for you, at least look at those that stepped aside for you to come here and the commitment you had to your higher self and your soul. It's a big one. It's a big one. For many of you, you got tired. Well, I've done all the damn workshops. I've done the healings. I've done this. I've done this. I've done Reiki and Rongi, and I've done everything there is. And my life, I still don't like it. I'm still not happy. I still don't have the freedom I want. I still don't have the safety I want. I'm being squeezed into a little postage stamp. And when that happens, we can always tell you you're getting ready to launch. You're getting ready to launch. Instead of looking at all the reasons why, we would recommend that you look at your beliefs, set your intentions, and look at all the reasons why not. The why not will take you to the belief. I'm too tired to build again. I'm just too tired. Many of you come with such incredible wisdom. Some of you can't see the forest for the trees. Don't realize how your contribution, how much of contribution you can make. You have gifts and talents. Some of you, beautiful writing gifts. Some of you, beautiful art. Some of you, other forms of creativity, entertainment, all kinds of gifts. Every one of them, unique to you. Your particular vibration, your particular contribution. Each one of them incredibly important. Everything is important on Earth. There is nothing that's not. All that is experiencing itself through every one of you. Nothing is really disposable.
And our time is drawing to
now. All right. Veronica, tell about your show.
Yeah, I think we're just going to have a surprise next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock because I'm not sure who's going to be on Paradigm Shifters, people who are making a difference. And 7 o'clock on Thursday, I'll be back talking about... We were doing some talk about beliefs and about oneness and what prevents us from being fulfilled, and it was a different, kind of a different series of aspects.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Veronica. Well, we would very much like to work with you tonight. And how much time do we have?
Probably you've got about a minute. Minute and a half.
All right. For those of you that may be new listening to this show, we offer, after the conclusion of every show, that to come and work with you. Tonight, it's going to be the excitement, the enthusiasm, the commitment to be all in. And when you do that, miracles can happen in your life. And just quickly, we'll tell you a very funny story. The channel did a radio interview last night, and she did not channel, because this was not a channel audience, although she could have. Too many questions, and so she never got to it. And at the end, she said, if you would like, the team would be happy to come, but we reminded her before the show was over to work with everyone. And it was very interesting that the host encouraged everyone to use protection and so on, and the channel kind of giggled, and she said, well, she realized that she's been doing this show so long, and that people who listen to this show realize that they don't need protection. We always come in love. Always. 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 We do love each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. We know how hard all of you are working, how diligent all of you have been about changing your life, growing your life, making a difference. We love you so, everyone. Please know that. You are loved by so many. And you as well, our dear Veronica.
Thank you so
and
much.
Until we
you.
Speak with all of you again in this format, our unconditional love to each and every one of you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Are we on?
We're still on.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Good night, everybody. Our love to all of you. And remember, peace of us is in you, peace of you is in us. It can be no other way. We really are all one. And remember that when you look in the eyes of people around you. It's a constant reminder for me. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. Night, Ronnie.
Good night. Good night, Jackie. And team.
Night.